Hey everyone, it's Ryan here with Cardinal Aviation. Welcome to episode number 37 of the Audio Briefings. Thanks for joining me. Really happy to be here with you. Today's going to be a pretty quick episode, and I just wanted to cover a few little cleanup points. And these are coming from emails from listeners to do with their flying. And I just thought I'd address it with you guys. But before we get into those topics, which we're going to talk a little bit about IFR filing for departures as well as flight following. So stick around to hear about that. But just before we go there, I just wanted to tell you guys a quick story. And Cardinal Aviation, we're really fortunate to have some fantastic coaches and consultants that have real world active industry experience. And one of those guys is a chief pilot for a local corporate outfit. And they have a whole fleet of different airplanes from Challengers to Honda jets and helicopters. And he put out a job ad a few weeks ago for a first officer position in a very light jet. And he received over 500 resumes. And as you can imagine, that takes days to go through. And you know what? There's probably some really qualified candidates that just get lost in the mix when there's 500 resumes to go through for a job. So with that in mind, and with our mission being to help pilots and to transform the way they fly. Sometimes that means the transformation is getting pilots that are out of work or laid off because of this whole COVID thing, or even looking for their first job into an airplane. So Cardinal Aviation has launched a kind of spin-off, and it's all related, but it's flightcrew.ca, exactly as it sounds, super simple, flightcrew.ca. And if you go there, you can submit your pilot resume, fill out a short questionnaire. It'll probably take you 10-15 minutes to do. And then what we're doing there is we're creating just a pool of awesome Canadian pilots, so that when people like this chief pilot need to find somebody, rather than having to go through 500 resumes and rather than having to risk yours being missed out, they can come to us and specify the criteria that they're looking for, the experience requirements that they're looking for, and we can work with them to pair them with the best pilot candidates. So if you are interested in this, go to flightcrew.ca, get your resume in. It is totally free for pilots because we want to get you guys flying again. All right, that's flightcrew.ca. The next thing I wanted to do was thank a couple listeners. So as you know, a couple episodes ago, we launched another thing on the website, and that was the Cardinal Aviation store. So I just wanted to thank everyone who picked up shirts, hats, hoodies. I'm going to be putting the order in here probably tomorrow or the next day. So it'll be a couple weeks and we'll get you your stuff. I will have limited stock here. So there's some awesome Cardinal swag there that's available on the store. And then also just some people that, you know, bought us a coffee or subscribed as annual subscribers. So I just wanted to thank Vignesh and Jahan for supporting the podcast. And if you want to join them, there is a link on the podcast page, cardinalaviation.ca/podcast, if you want to support what we're doing here. Okay, that's enough of the side funny business. The next thing is I'm going to read you an email, and it says, "Hi, Ryan, I have a question." Okay, maybe two. "In Canada, do we do flight following, or is it radar surveillance? Is it used much in Canada? I realize the AIM says one thing about how to request this service, but what do you hear most? My flight instructor says he never uses the service, and it doesn't seem many others do. Thanks." Okay, so let's talk about flight following. And flight following 100% is available in Canada. It is super common in the U.S., and really what flight following is when you are receiving service from air traffic control as a VFR airplane outside of what would be considered tightly controlled airspace. So in Canada, if you're flying in class G or class E airspace, where there is radar coverage, you can get what's called flight following. It's not commonly referred to as flight following. And really all flight following is you contact air traffic control, usually a center or terminal or approach, something like that, and let them know who you are, where you want to go. and they'll probably ask you to squawk ident or tell you your radar identified and issue you an altitude or just come to an agreement on where you're going and how you're going to get there. Once you're identified, you can assume, or it is safe to say, that you are now receiving flight following, meaning air traffic control is keeping an eye on you. They are there on the other side of the radio, just one push to talk button switch away. Should you need anything, they will pass traffic, workload permitting. So even if you are receiving flight following as a VFR aircraft, the onus still is on you to see and avoid. You are responsible for traffic separation between you and other VFR airplanes, between you and other IFR airplanes, because not everyone may have a transponder in uncontrolled airspace, or there may be airplanes that are outside of radar coverage. So radar coverage is a big reason why this is way more common in the US, and that's because they have radar coverage pretty much everywhere, almost to the surface, with the exception of some certain spots in the Rocky Mountains. Canada, I mean, the southern couple hundred miles of the country, we've got really good radar service, and it's getting better in the mountains. With the incoming space-based ADS-B, and I mean, it is there, it just hasn't been turned on in every facility. If you have an ADS-B out transponder, once that system is fully operational, you will be on surveillance pretty much anywhere you can get a GPS signal. So even if you're deep down in a mountain valley, if your GPS works and you have an ADS-B out transponder, you will be on radar and could provide service. But again, when it comes to traffic passing, air traffic control can only inform you of traffic that they can see and workload permitting. So if they're not too busy working the other IFR traffic, they can provide that service. So I do recommend that everyone does use flight following if and where they can, if there is sufficient surveillance coverage. The other challenge for flight following can be figuring out which frequency to contact for that service, because not all the center or IFR frequencies are published on the VFR charts. So a little tip and trick for that is, if you have ForeFlight or if you have the Canada Flight Supplement, that's the Canadian version of the AFD, and this goes the same for the US, just find the nearest airport in the AFD, CFS, ForeFlight in the approach plates, whatever it is. And under the communication section, it'll usually show the nearest center frequency. So that's for IFR arrivals and departures. That's a really good place to start. And so go ahead and try checking in on that frequency, see if you can get the service. If you are handed off from one controller to the next, you can do a really simple check-in. So so-and-so center, it is Cessna 172, Golf Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, 8,500. That's it. You don't need to tell them where you are, who you are, where you're going, if you're being handed off from one controller to the next. For the Americans flying in Canada, if you're receiving flight following here and they say radar service terminated, you're cleared en route, keep the squawk code. We recommend that everybody keep the squawk code here. If nothing else, if a search and rescue type situation does evolve, at least it's a lot easier for us to find a last known position on a verified target that has a squawk code. Okay, so that's my little kind of primer on flight following. If you have any questions to that, let me know. info@cardinalaviation.ca or hit me up on Instagram @cardinalaviation, and I'd be happy to answer it. The next topic I wanted to cover really quickly is about IFR flight planning with IFR departures. So I've seen this a couple times lately with clients, and you know, in this age of ForeFlight and tablet apps and quick filing with touchscreens and all this, we can load so much information so easily. When it comes time to filing an IFR flight plan, go ahead and file the route that you want to fly. Try and stick to the recommended route if you can. Go ahead and file the standard instrument arrival that you want to fly if you know which runway is active, or even if you just want to take a guess. Go ahead and file that route, file the arrival. Typically, you don't file the departure. So if there's a sit at your departure airport, leave it out. Do not include a departure in your IFR flight plan. So the best way to file an IFR flight plan would be departure airport. And then the first point on your IFR flight plan should be like the next fix. So maybe a nearby VOR, or maybe a nearby intersection for an airway. It doesn't need to link up. Your flight plan doesn't need to link up from the end of the runway to the end of the runway on the other side. So departures are kind of funny that way, because there's different SIDs for different runways, different SIDs for different traffic situations, different runways for different winds. I mean, don't lock yourself into filing something. When they process your IFR flight plan, they're going to strip that out anyway. So you're kind of wasting your time if you throw an IFR departure into a flight plan route. Anyway, there's a couple quick little tidbits for today. I've got a list of, 48 items to cover. I'm just kind of picking away at it one every couple days. Again, thank you so much for everyone's support. Check out the podcast page, cardinalaviation.ca/podcast. Feel free to buy us a coffee. We would be forever grateful for that. Join those that have picked up some Cardinal gear to wear at the airport to let everyone else know you're part of this awesome community. And if you are a commercial or airline transport pilot that is out of work right now, that is looking for a job, go to flightcrew.ca and submit your resume and your details, and we will do what we can to pair you up. And you might ask, well, what makes you someone who knows about jobs? Well, Cardinal Aviation, we do coaching, we do consulting, we help people manage airplanes, and we do have operators coming to us probably on a weekly basis asking if we know anybody for a certain job or a certain position. So in the past, when somebody has come to us with that request, we go out kind of looking amongst our network of, you know, who would be good for this. But in this case, because there are so many pilots, we want to get to know you, and this is our way of trying to give back and help you. I entered this industry right around 2003, shortly after 9/11, and there were no jobs, and I've, you know, lamented about that on previous episodes, and we really had to slog it out, and that meant, you know, going up north and working ground crew and emptying lavs to hopefully get a chance at an airplane. I mean, I worked on the ground for 3 years with a commercial license before I was able to find a job, and unfortunately, I think we're back maybe to those times, and all I can say is, if flying is something that you truly want to do, stick with it. This kind of industry scenario will really separate out those who were just doing it for a job and those who truly love it and are passionate about it and will go to the ends of the earth to do what needs to be done to get a job. So stick with it, throw your resume in. Probably the next episode or two, I'll be joined with Cardinal Aviation coach and consultant Owen, and he's the one who's working with me on flightcrew.ca, and we're going to talk pilot resumes. We're going to talk about maybe some do's and don'ts. I mean, I've gone through over 100 the last couple days since we launched this website, and there's definitely been some amazing resumes, and there's also been a few that I look at, and I really want to reach out to them and have a little chat about a few things that I think they could potentially do better to help themselves out. So Owen and I are going to discuss that in probably the next episode or two, so stay tuned for that. And until next time, everyone enjoy your summer, stay safe, never stop learning.